Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Rod Stewart with a great song, Forever Young. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Someone who's forever young is our new friend and our guest this half hour, Linda McMahon, former co-founder and former CEO of WWE, an international success story that she ran with her husband there, who's still there at WWE, Vince McMahon. Linda, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your great success. I have to say, though, in the category of I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? Why didn't you go to another state to run for as a Republican for Congress?
Well, I live in this one.
I know, but like I said, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? we need you in Washington, Linda.
Well, thank you very much. I ran twice. I was the Republican nominee in Connecticut twice, but was not able to get the seat from in a very Democratic state.
So. Yeah, no kidding. In Connecticut, Republicans are traffic, aren't you? as they say in NASCAR. So, Linda, your new project is Women's Leadership Live. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a company that I founded with two other partners, Stacy Shefflin and Debbie Saviano, and it's a company that we want to inspire and educate and motivate women to actually to realize their own power. Because once they're empowered, they can succeed more as community leaders, as business executives, as entrepreneurs starting their own businesses. And so, you know, our format will be based on live events. We'll have our first one May 19th through 22nd in Irving, Texas at the Omni Hotel. And we'll have a conference. We'll have keynote speakers. We'll have breakout sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a very vibrant conference, and my partners and I really, I think, we each bring different skills to the table. I've built a company. I'm a CEO. I've been involved in the corporate and in
yep.
entertainment world. Stacy Shefflin, a former model, developed her own line of cosmetics, YBF, Your Best Friend Beauty, and is an incredible global success on HSN and other home shopping networks around the world. Debbie Saviano transformed herself after she retired from being a school bus driver first, then a teacher, then a school principal. And when she retired, she transformed herself by studying and really becoming a social media strategist. And so the three of us bring all these different levels of skills to the table, and we're really looking forward to.
Who's your audience? I mean, I know you said women, but there are a lot of different women are doing a lot of different things out there. Who do you think are you looking for? Business women, housewives. Who are you looking for?
I think we're going to see a great cross
homemakers. Section. I should say.
I think we're going to see a great cross section. Mm-hmm. We're appealing, you know, to women in the corporate world who are maybe in management now, but aspiring to get to the C-suite. There are women who are stay-at-home moms who are starting
right.
cottage industries and
right.
or entrepreneurs. You know, we're going to see women who also, I think, aspire to be in politics.
So entrepreneurs as well as people who aspire to stay in the corporate world.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And or whether they're, you know, want to be better at being a community leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what studies have shown is that women are much more successful when they have mentors and coaches, and
mm-hmm.
when they have a community of support around them. Whether they're in the corporate world, the women typically have get better promotions, get higher raises.
What do you think is the thing that's different about women than men? If there's anything that holds women back that's different about them than men, what do you think it is?
I think it's a lack sometimes of their own self-confidence and assertiveness.
That's it.
I think we see that often. You know, as a CEO, I often, you know, when jobs were posted and I was interviewing people, you know, either within the company or outside of the company for the same job.
And most of the time, that confidence is not just that lack of confidence is not justified, is it?
It is not justified because more often than not, the women I interviewed were absolutely more.
That's exactly right.
They were more qualified and capable of doing the job.
Women will underrepresent themselves when they're qualified, and men will overrepresent themselves when they're not qualified.
Exactly. And guys will just jump out and do it and go for it, and women want to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Which brings me to the next thing that I'd like to ask you about, see if you agree with me. When I talk to women, with other women like yourself, other women leaders, the thing I point out is that I'd like to encourage women, don't manage a problem, kill it. Get it done. Finish it. Get it out of your world.
Sure, I think the new phrase is crush it.
Do you see what I'm getting at? When a man sees a problem, he wants to kill it. When women see it, they think, I'll manage that.
I'll manage it. I'll tell you.
Am I right about that, Linda?
I think sometimes you are, and I found with myself sometimes as a younger manager, one of the things that I wanted to do, I felt that I could really make sure everybody was successful around me.
Yeah.
Now, that is a really good thing, and you really want to help people grow.
It'll take you down, though, won't it?
Manage them. Yeah, you have to know when to let people go. And I think often, those people have been successful in their business up to a certain point, but they are incapable of growing anymore, and you have to know when to help them find something they're going to be more successful at and find the people that you need to be more successful with.
Well said, Linda. I need a website quickly for Women's Leadership Live.
It's womensleadershiplive.com. There are no apostrophes. It's just all one word, .com.
Linda, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back again? You got more to teach us.
I'd love to. It's been great.
We'll get you back another day. Thank you for being here. Linda McMahon, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget womensleadershiplive.com. And check that out and check out the date coming up later this year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.